They see you and what I do is over the top of day when they begin to spread out into the state of Georgia, they ran up the cattle that I can remember back at that time, and they're running up sheep. They had a lot of sheep in the woods, run wild. About this time each year, they'd run them into a pen and shear them, you know, and turn out again. Mark the little fellows that hadn't been marked yet, you know, give them their mark. And they'd use for cattle, round up cattle. Cracking the whip, you ever see one?
Yes,
Cattle whip made out of rawhide, with a long strip of rawhide that's about like this on it, and a cutting, a woven cutting piece on the very end. Mm-hmm. And that way, and then
cut into them.
So that the end goes over there at lightning speed, you know, and that really knocks a little vacuum in the air. It makes that pop.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a 22 piston, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From that they call them Georgia crackers, I think.
I see.
It's just a designation. It's not a compliment, it's not a reflection, it's just there, you know.
How do white people in this area refer to people with dark skins in general?
Unfortunately, they look upon Dutch people as they want to believe they're niggers, you know, they're mixed. The man lived over there on that hill, that big house right over there one time. That's where more people live, they say he was a nigger, you know. I've heard a lot of people say that. He's nothing but an old Dutch family.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Dutch, they've got that skin that's like a Spaniard.
Mm-hmm.
The Cuban is exposed to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a dark brown skin. But I don't look any better than nigger, don't you see, because they got a black skin, a dark chocolate skin. I was in the hospital down in Savannah one time with a Moroccan. They put him in the ward with niggers. But he had his eyes moved with a flash, you know. And he had a nose like any white man. Well, shape, his features of that old white man. His hair, he had a wool, a hair that was silk-like. The wool, it lay right down on his scalp. And the doctor went in the next morning, headed to the hospital, and told him, said, I'm sorry what's happened here, and I come to make amends. They thought, the assistants in the place, they thought that you were a colored man. And they put you in here because they keep the races separate down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to apologize. So I'll give you a private room if you want it, except he's from Morocco, Mediterranean people. He said, well, I thank you very kindly, sir, but if they move me into the white, one of the white people now, the whole thing will be to go over again. They'll think that you're moving a colored man in with them, and it'll be all to go over again. So really, I'm getting all right, and I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
He thanked him for his kindness, but he's a Moroccan, perhaps a Moor.
I see.
But the Moors were black people, and one of the most cultured races of people that ever lived.
They were.
Yeah. No doubt the Etruscans were black like the Moors. And they had been the forefathers of the Moors. It was just outside the gates of Rome when it was built, you know?
Mm-hmm. How do people refer to colored people around here?
They just take them for granted.
How do you call them, usually?
They used to call them niggers in my young days, but they don't do that anymore. Except, sometimes when you're quoting the niggers, don't you see, in some written article,
mm-hmm.
if you're quoting the niggers themselves, they call themselves that.
Yeah.
They invented the term.
Yeah.
The white people didn't do it.
Do you call them niggers or niggers?
When you speak them as niggers, the colored people. That's the way it goes down here. That's a nigger thing. I was talking with two niggers loading up a load of flex off of the lumber one time. There's three of them. One of them said to the other man down at the other end of the pile they were working on, said, get out that piece of lumber there, nigger. Look at that piece of lumber, nigger.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, he laughed, you know, and he said, you know, one thing, he said, when one nigger calls another nigger, he sure must be a nigger. So many of the white men weren't bothered.
Uh-huh.
But the white people know that there's a bit of feeling as